USA Radio News.
Hundreds of firefighters in Northern California are spending their Thanksgiving battling the deadly Camp Fire. At least 83 people have died in the fire, and nearly 600 people are still unaccounted for. Cal Fire's Deputy Director Mike Moeller says another big priority is
to get those people that are still evacuated or whose homes have been destroyed into the proper shelter. I can tell you for the recovery process, yes, the rain does hamper it. It makes it much more difficult to go through and grid those areas and surge, but we've brought additional personnel in to expedite that process.
House Republicans are serving former FBI Director James Comey and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch with a subpoena. Comey said he's willing to sit down but will resist a closed-door meeting because of the selective leaking that happens. Both Lynch and Comey will be asked to discuss decisions made and not made that led up to the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The city of Malibu will be hosting a huge community Thanksgiving after wildfires destroyed parts of the area. The dinner will be held at Pepperdine University until 2 o'clock Pacific time. Another magazine's going out of print. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Glamour magazine eliminating its regular monthly print issue soon, and the move's not unexpected. Last year, owners Condé Nast reduced Glamour's print frequency to 11 issues a year, down from 12. Last January, the company installed a digital journalist in Samantha Barry to be the magazine's new top editor. As the year ends, Barry tells The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "We're doubling down on digital." Barry adds the magazine might continue to publish special issues moving forward, including its annual Women of the Year Award and topical issues about money and power. The web magazine will remain free until further notice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Democrats taking control of the House of Representatives in 2018, we're pretty much in a lame duck session of Congress here, but stuff still does need to get accomplished. John Garamendi is a Democrat. He joined Fox News and said there are still things that can be done and ways we can work together, and he also reminded folks that this is the time you should be signing up for health care if you're looking for new coverage.
Well, part of this is the federal government under the Trump administration has pulled back advertising for the various state exchanges, and people just simply don't know what might be available, even that they have to sign up. So one of the things that should be happening immediately, and it certainly is in California, and I would hope other states are doing it, and that is to backfill from the budget and appropriation cuts that were made at the federal level. As we go forward, we really need to make the Affordable Care Act work, and one of the principal things is the present law needs to be strengthened that all insurance companies must provide insurance regardless of pre-existing conditions. Secondly, we have to get at the drug issue. There are examples across the board of extraordinary price increases in drugs that are not justified by either advertising or research, but simply by greed. So those are all things that can and must be done immediately. Can we do it in the lame duck? Why not? We ought to work across the aisle. These are issues that Democrats ran on, and so did Republicans. And so why don't we just shore this up?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.